Thank you, dear pastor, so much for your love and inviting me here. And thank you, congregation. And thank you so much, your heart, you prayed for me to come over here. And thank you, dear sister, Michelle. Thank you so much. She reconnected with dear pastor. If she wasn't, seen me, I don't think would have got. But this is the grace of God. We came here. And you have something great thing at moment. When I entered in this place and we were worshiping, already God spoke to me what we have to say. So when God wants to send somebody, either he will prepare before something he wants to say, you know. And here, I'm God want to talk to you. And it's a greater thing. So before I'm going detail, I give thanks God for this great opportunity. And once again, thank you so much. And good morning, everyone. So my name is Rishi Marwad. My wife, Shanti. I have 3 children, 14 and 12 and 10, 2 boys and 1 girl. And thanks so much. God has blessed me coming over here. And whatever I needed, really God is helping me all things. Of course, whatever we want, God will not do. But whatever God knew about us, you know, he's providing us. Thank you so much for that. So I have all the testimony, how I'm going to speak. I have a couple of points I put here. First, I introduce about my family. I'm going to say about how long we are living. We are living past 15 years. My wife is working in computer area, and that's brought to stay in this country. And we'll be becoming very soon citizen of this country too, you know. So it will help us. I can go long term in India and do more ministry. We had a green card. I cannot stay more. Why? Because they'll question me, oh, you have green card, you cannot go and stay long time in India. You know, after getting citizenship, I can go and stay. So whatever God is working in our life. So here, now, we are working very strong, you know, Christian work in India, and really God is putting. 1991, I became Christian. But I'm going to share detail in later part. But at present, I'm going to show a couple of videos, a clip, little bit, around 5 minutes, so you know about who I am and what's going on in India. So can you on, please, and just we can look at that. Amen. So this is a little bit highlighted about what is going on in India. So I am doing 2 part of work. One is education ministry, second is church planting. So God has given me this vision to do all this work. 1991, when I became Christian, the same village you have seen, we established our school. This school is elementary, middle, and high school, up to 12th grade. PP1 to, you know, first grade, preschool to first grade, 12th grade. So we have right now 300 children, and another 100 children is going to come in this month. So we'll be having 400 children altogether, up to 11th grade. Next year we'll be coming again 12th grade. So we'll be stopped on that spot. So same village I born and brought up. And when I accepted Jesus, they kicked me out. They said, you cannot stay in this village. Because my father was like a mayor type, and he don't want his name will go down. So he gave me warning, if you want to worship Jesus, you can stay inside the room, but don't tell anyone. Otherwise, they'll put me down in my name. I don't want, because we are Hindu. We are not Christian. Then I said, no, God told me, I'm going to tell his name to you, and I'm going to tell Jesus' name to outside. He gave me. And I want to be obedience what he said. Then my father said, no, you cannot stay. Then my family all got together and they discussed. They said, no, this fellow cannot stay at home. They sent me out. And now, same village, these 1,000 people coming that place. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. That is the important thing. When you have the Spirit of God, you are not changing. But whatever you have inside means God himself inside in your temple is a changing. He's a changer. In the beginning also in Genesis, you know, he was just a spirit of God was hovering, and he wanted to create humankind so humankind can worship him. And same God and the spirit came inside us, and still he's searching. What he's searching, he's not going to create another planet or somewhere. He's searching, he wants to create somebody next to you. When you go to work and wherever you are, he's searching somebody. But sometimes we don't pay attention. Oh, he's not good to talk our culture. You know, it's that person. You know, sometimes it comes. So what I'm trying to say, through this education, so many people is coming to God. Same village, all villagers said, no, you cannot stay. If you come here and talk about Jesus Christ, we are going to kill you. But how we want to change? God told me, you are going to change. And I prayed many times, and God gave vision. And we have right now around 20 stops this time. Another 5 is going to join. And we are paying salary this all teachers over there. And most of children who's coming there, they are free. For high school, we are charging just $10 per year. Not per month, per year, $10. Why? Because we want to love them. How much God loves us. When I spoke there, I said about, you know, the same God, a couple of years ago, he changed my life. And he sent for you, not for me. Even I'm staying in America, you know, whatever we are earning, we are trying to bring this money to start here so you can educate. So many people educated from this village, nobody there putting their money for you. But God, who loves me and you, the same God's spirit is on me, and he sent me, no, you help these children. And now you know. And now what happened last time, 25 children, students came to my brother. And they said, we want to hear Jesus Christ's name. Can you please tell me? Then my brother went to other village. He's an English teacher in our high school. So he went to other village. He called all the children, and he spoke half an hour about Jesus Christ before teaching English. Yeah. Hallelujah. And they said, we are not going to tell our parents. Please, but we want to hear. You know, see how they are trying to. Sometimes you are putting seed. We don't know it is coming to come tomorrow, big plant or not. Sometimes it will take, you know, a couple of days, you know, or all you know about where you are planting some seed in backyard, you know. So sometimes it comes, their timing is there. But now time has come after a long time, is harvest, and now I'm going to harvest. So we have around 14 churches right now, and we have around over 1,700 people in our area. Hallelujah. Praise this God. Is God change, you know, change in the whole area in our region. I'm in first 1991 in that area. But now so many churches coming, so many people getting, you know, coming to God. And every day, per day, God is changing one person. One or two person accepted Lord Jesus Christ per day in our ministry. So this is God's work in that area. Why? We accepted God and we want to prove there is living God. And most of our dear pastors and friends, whatever it belong to our church over there, they're praying, and really so many people are getting healed. Two ways people is coming to God. First way is just healing. So many people getting healed. So many miracles. Cancer, you know, TB, many type of diseases, you know, people will come and say, please pray for me. And God is touching them, and they're coming right away to Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. There was one dead person, you know, and his wife brought the dead person to the church, and they were Hindu. Said, I want my husband has to come back in the life. Doctor sent them. Doctor told already he's dead. Take and bury, you know, burn whatever you want, up to you. And this lady, I don't know where she got, you know, this news. Take in the church, those people will pray and will come to the life. I don't know. And they brought, and 3 days they were praying continuous. After 3 days, that person came up in life. Oh, hallelujah. So this type of work is going on. This type of work is going on. My friend, when we became when we are coming to God and worshiping God, you know, we have to prove our life we are really children of God, child of God. If you don't prove, then what's life? We are not living forever in this on the earth. We are going to die. But we are under mission. We have to accomplish whatever God assigned us. If you not do, there is no useful our life. So same way, when I came in the in the church, I have seen picture like one lady is making like mashed potato, you know, in the big pot, and making like a steering, like, you know, all together they'll make the mashed potato, like Thanksgiving type. Then I said, Lord, why you are showing me about this one? So God is telling through this, I'm going to make this church like a good ingredient and tasty food. Tasty. So somebody going to taste, like a mashed potato is, you know, identifying your eating like a food, you know. So God is preparing you guys all, you know, tasty food. So when you go outside, let people will taste you who you are. And they say, oh, this is different mashed potato. I never seen, I never tasted. So God said, I'm preparing this church in the same way. And one day you're going to testify by yourself who you are. So keep in mind and pray yourself really what God is making for you in your life. God has given something, not about this church or that church, as the pastor was talking about. We are under mission, and we want to accomplish our mission, what God has given to us to save souls. Hallelujah. So now, 1991, I was learning witchcraft. I wanted to become a film actor, going to the Hollywood. You know, here it's called Bollywood, in India called Hollywood. You know, same similarity. And I was writing novels and stories, composing, you know, because I have to prepare all this thing. And meantime, I was learning black magic because I want to, it was my, you know, choice. And I had a family background they knew about. So I said, I like to do, I know I want to learn. Even one of my friend, my classmate, he was also learning too, but he died because of black magic. He died because the Satan killed him. But time came for me also. First came for me. And my master said about, you're going to die within 2 months. I don't know. He was putting me for sacrifice. If, you know, they have to say, give blood sacrifice. I don't know. But I was so scared, and I was thinking about, no, how I can, you know, get out from this all this problem. I don't want to die because I was 20 years old. And I was searching how we can save. I went here and there and temple and mosque, you know, somehow to find out where I can get treatment. But I didn't get anywhere. Lastly, I decided I'm going to suicide. I'm going to die because I don't know how the demon is going to kill me or who's going to kill me. I don't want to, you know, go through that. I'm going to suicide. Then what happened? One day I decided myself, I'm going to find who's real God. So before that, the Hindu god and goddesses came in my vision, and they said, we are not God and goddesses for you, and I cannot save you your life. God of Shiva, God of Durgas, and one other goddesses came, and they said, we cannot save you your life. And that stirred me. Then who's real God? Who can save me? I'm worshiping from my childhood, and my whole community, and this all these people worshiping, and most of Indian people worshiping. But this God is telling about, I cannot save you. Then who's going to save? That was my more question to search to find out where I can get answer. And I was not getting any answer. Then I said, okay, if this God is not my God and he's not helping, then I'm going to die because he's not able to do anything. Then what happened? 1991, I went alone place, alone in the night, outside. You know, I cannot stay at home. I have to go outside to find. And I went, actually, I'm going to die. Tonight I'm going to suicide, you know. So I put 3 questions. First question was, if God is coming in front of me, I will follow. If not coming, I'm going to suicide. And third was, I can wait for a couple of days before getting suicide, and I can perform some type of demonic, you know, some power, and people will trust me. Oh, I have some type of power, God's power, and I can, I can make them, I'm God. After death, they will worship me. They will worship me after death. So this type of 3 questions I put. When it was 11 p.m. in the night, within 15 minutes, just I was talking about this nonsense, you know, the power of God came on the sky like a howling, like, you know, like a thousand mercury light if you put top up on the sky, you know, that is, you cannot compare with that. When light came like shining bright, you know, my eyes got closed immediate because I cannot see the God's power. You cannot see and you cannot stand. You know, in Book of Acts also, Paul fallen down. He cannot see and he got blind. But thanks God, I didn't get blind. You know, I was all right. I closed and immediate the power of Spirit from heaven, you know, came on me.
means somebody's touching me. And my mouth became like a big, like a roaring lion type, you know, become big. And I'm speaking one type of language. It's going on my mouth. You know, I'm speaking something in language. Then I'm talking in my own sense, what I'm talking. Then I said in my language, in Hindi, you know, who are you? What is going on? Then Jesus said, I am Jesus Christ. I came to save you. Because you said there is no God. And you wanted to become a God. And people will worship you. No, you cannot do. I'm here. And now you are not going to die. You are not going to die. Then I said, Lord, how people will know about I have seen you? Then he said, I'm going to give you the power. You know, and I'm talking in tongues. And he's giving me all answer in the tongue. And I'm putting in my Hindi language, in my mind, a questioning word. You know, and he's giving me all. And still I'm talking in tongue. And we have a conversation with him. Then what happened? Then God said, I'm going to give you. And go out of this place and pray for people in my name. He didn't say, just in my name, I'm going to heal. And let people will know about, you have seen me. That will be more evidence for me. You know, then 3 hours I was talking to God. Early morning, 3:15, I came like a drunker person, you know. I was not able to walk. And somehow I came and I told my family. They said about, do you have any girlfriend, like a Christian girlfriend? You know, you're talking like that way. Totally they changed, you know, the topic. My parents, maybe they were thinking about, you met some Christian girls and, you know, you're talking about Christian God and this one, that one, you know, it was going on. Then they gave me warning, so many things, you know, harassing, and so many things they told me, you know, bad thing. But I said, I kept quiet and I was praying to God. And then lastly, they threw me out of home. You cannot stay. But what happened? After this happened, you know, God was started to sending me, go that house, that place. He was just a vision will come front of me. Like, you know, you're eating food, plate comes in front of you, you know. Same thing will come from me, you know, in front of me. And said, no, go meet that person. Go that house. You pray for this person. Because I was not knowing about where I have to go, what I have to pray, what I have to do, you know. He was guiding like a small baby, like how parents is guiding a small baby, you know, when we're born. You have to take care, not baby will give answer. Baby don't know what I should do. So I born new baby like that time. And God started me guiding each and every part, you know. And really God did so many miracles in starting from my own village. Hallelujah. From own village. And there what witness, that is an, they complain your son is doing so and so. He cannot stay in my home. You know, cannot keep at your home. You have to send him out because he's expressing about the Christianity. So this was. Then I have gone so much different problem in my life. You know, no food, no shelter. I was staying in an orphanage. You know, I was not knowing where I'm going to stay tonight. So I've gone so much difficult. So God took me difficulty way also. Means he wanted to check this person is a obedience or not. Then I wanted to know about how look like Jesus Christ. If some Hindu will ask me about, do you see Jesus Christ? How he look like? What is his hand? How many hand he has? Because Hindu God and goddess is having so many hand, and you know, and we have to find out. So I started fasting and prayer. I started after that 40 days fasting, you know, 7 days fasting. Every week I was 3 days fasting. You know, I was like a totally mad for Jesus Christ. Then Jesus appeared to me and he said, son, I am here. I walked 3-4 times with Jesus Christ. I walked with him. I have seen angel, you know. and there was so much result after happening this all in my life. So many. And the angels are real and Jesus Christ is real. I walked with him, you know. And there was powerful. If you see in that present, you'll forget this world. That is when I'll see the world look like a big, big building, rich man. I say, they are nothing. They are nothing, you know, because I'm a king's son. But he built the whole world. and whatever is belong to him is belong to me too. And I'm going to heaven. I don't care. I have money or not. I have car or not. I have shelter or not. Forget it. This is for time being. Then what happened? Then really God started me, you know, to helping and guiding. And when I have seen Jesus Christ, one even I'm going to tell about that. one day I decided I wanted to go in mountain and find out, you know, my answer, what I kept in my mind. And I was praying around 24 hours, top of mountain, all wild animals all around in me, that mountain. I don't know, because emotionally I went up top of mountain. I went around 200 miles away from my home, just for prayer, top of mountain, because I read Old Testament and found Moses also went top of mountain. I said, no, I can find out like that way. Let God can speak to me like Moses. If he's God of Moses, he's God of me too. He cannot make, oh, Moses is a very good person, I love more. God cannot say, and I forget Rishi, oh, he's not. No, whatever, you know, love of God is same for Moses and Rishi and for everybody. I said, Lord, I want to talk to you. So I went there after 24 hours, God spoke me. And he said, you know, so and so. And now I'm not explaining this one. Then I said, Lord, I don't want what this one. I want something else. I don't want this one. Whatever you are talking, I want something else. Then after another 12 hours, like 9 p.m., dark, in the jungle, no light, anything, God spoke to me. Rishi, you go down. You go down. Don't ask questions, you go down. And I said to Lord, Lord, I don't know how I came here, but now it's nighttime, I cannot go down. You know, I cannot go down because, and I'm not wearing the proper shoes even. You know, flip-flop I'm wearing, and where I have to go down, there is a thorn. Then God said, no, go down. He had a mission for me. And I was not worried about, thinking about that. When I go down and I found out a small, you know, the rangers, forest officers, small house type, hut type, I slept a little bit there. And early morning, I got up and I started walking, you know, to find out where is road. I have to go to get catch bus or something, you know, I have to go somewhere, you know, city place. When I was walking, I found out there is a two person, their two-wheelers were broken in the midst of jungle. They were crossing somewhere, you know, by two-wheeler and broke. And I found out this person, and they were Muslim. They were Muslim. And they were from my hometown, same from village, you know, the city area. When I spoke all these things, both people, these Muslim people, fallen on my feet. You are the bigger than Prophet Muhammad. Oh, wow. You know, you are a prophet. They've fallen down. And I spoke about word of God, and I spoke all my testimony. They both believed. And what result came? What result came? They said to me, I got baby, like little baby, dear brother God. We are going to dedicate. Can you come, please, in our house? We'll be having like thousands of Muslim people will be there. And you are going to come and dedicate my baby. Hallelujah. And I went after a week. And what happened? They brought me in the city. They fed me food, everything. Because I didn't eat 3 days, means 26 hours. I was empty. Of course, I had little money, no water. But they brought me, they said, no, we want to treat you. And provided me food. You know, God did that way. Then I went that place, and I prayed among thousands of this Muslim about the child. In name of Jesus. I don't fear who they are, but whatever I got opportunity, I'm going to do. So this God's work. Second time, 93, I went to mountain. Second time, same thing happened in my life. I wanted to go in mountain and pray, and what God is going to say. So what happened? Top of mountain, 120 Fahrenheit heat, and no water. I didn't take water. And I was praying in my both knees, and I was crying, like tear was like a falling like a river, you know, because I had a pain. Pain means, you know, the burden. I want to save my people. Lord, how I can do? I cannot do myself, but you can do. But give me guidance how I can save them. Then what happened? Then God, you know, I was praying, and almost I was dehydrated, you know, that place. Because, you know, sweating and tear falling down. And I'm just worshiping God, you know, with a loud voice. Not quite like that. Loud voice about talking in the tongue. And what happened after hour or hour and a half, I don't remember exactly, but somewhere hour and a half or 2 hours, I was so dehydrated, I was trying to, you know, find out water, how I can get water, you know, my lips was, you know, dried, everything. But I had more emotionally to, you know, my desire, Lord, talk to me like that. Then what happened, one sound came from the down, I was top, very top, I don't know how this sound came in the jungle. You know, somebody can sound a little bit ghost like, you know, booming like echo type. So, and how these people found out me, I'm on the top. I don't know, in midst of jungle. Then I said, maybe this area was terrorist area where I went for prayer, actually. This different mountain. And I was thinking maybe those people can kill me because they will always have a gun in that area. Right. You know? Then I said, Lord, what I have to do? When came from the Lord, the answer, you go down. You go down. And somehow I came down and found out there was 11 people. They were, you know, they were worker. They were going to cut the wood and, you know, get and sell. So they were worker, laborer. So when I came down, I found out the mud pot, couple of people's hand, and there was water. You know, mud pot is very good, like a more than cooler. And I said, please give me water. They gave me water, and I told, please be seated. And all they seated, they were all young people. And I opened the tracks from my bag. I had some tracks I gave them, and I told my testimony. All these 11 people believe Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Hallelujah. Sometime we think about mission is not on the city. Sometime if you go in the jungle, also people will come. Hallelujah. But you have to make the ability you are really that type of person or not, because Jesus is one of the greatest example. Wherever he went, people started following. So we have to make ourselves really people following or not. Not following you, whatever is inside in you. You know, people looking and watching. Oh, something is there inside. Let's go. He can pray and heal me. You know, he can say something for me in my life. The people will follow. We have to make. So I proved everywhere, you know, Jesus Christ is real. And 100% is real. And once what happened in the first time when I met Jesus Christ, you know, personally, I was in a big boat on the, like big, you know, look like a sea, like a, maybe, I don't know, it's a Atlantic Sea or a Pacific Sea, I don't remember, I don't know about that. I found a big ship top of water, and there was, look like a tree even. And one down tree, Jesus was standing like, you know, he was little taller than me, he's taller than me. And he's wearing whatever you have seen in the picture exactly in the same way. And what happened, when I came near him, he was holding a plastic bag. And there was fish, you know, a couple of fishes and water. And he said to me, Rishi, look at me, what I'm holding. I said, Lord, you are holding a bag, little bag, and water and fish. And he shook like that. And he said, what did you see? And I said, something is shaking, this fish is shaking here and there. You know, when you shake the, you know, bag, fish is going here and there like Iggly Wiggly. So then he said, I'm going to show you hell, how look like. He said to me. Then right away I said, Lord, I'm a human being. If I will see the hell and find out there is people crying, you know, to come out from there, do you want to save those people? Jesus said, no, I cannot save them. But I want to show you what is going on. Then I said, Lord, I'm a human being, and I'll get so much, you know, mercy for them. I don't want to, if you're not saving, then I'm not interested. Then God said me, again, look at me. What did you see? Again, he said me same thing, you know, I gave answer. And he said, these fishes are, you know, people around the world. This bag is the world. And these fishes are souls. I'm going to give you. And you are going to save these souls. Hallelujah. And yeah, thank you so much. Then really, God saved. He started my mission. But I was not knowing word of God, anything. I started praying for people and getting healed. You know. So there are a couple of times I met Jesus and I proved myself, you know, Jesus is real and he's real God. And he wants us same thing. Then what I have seen you, vision in first time, I'm bringing the second part of that, comparing, you know, my testimony. So what I have seen, Jesus said, he showed me one medical doctor. Second part of that vision of your church. If medical doctor graduated from his college or university, if he's not practicing, his degree is a useless. It's not called doctor.
you know, he can say doctor, but he say useless. Means he don't have, you know, practicing. That means God is telling me, you are the doctor. Graduated from me. Means you born again from his university. You born from Jesus University when you got degree. Degree means when you accepted Lord Jesus Christ, you got degree. You have certificate. And he's telling me to tell you, if you are not practicing his will, then you are burying your one coin inside the lion. And Jesus is telling, I will take back that when I'll come, and I'll give someone. But what is going to happen to you? The question mark God is putting for you, question mark. That question mark answer you have to ask, but I can say God is telling you are the person who graduated from the university and you have the doctorate degree. And God wants you to use this degree. And this degree is to pray for people, let people can get healed. You know, if you go in Mark chapter and read all things, you know, even Matthew said about too in 28 chapter and 19:20, go around the world and preach the gospel and teach them. If you come to the Mark, he said about who believe me, there'll be sign on them. You know, they can prophesy, they can heal, they can do so many miracles. So we already graduated from his college and we have degree, and God wants us to practice. How much we practice for our food? You know, hard work we'll do for food. We have to build a house, we have to get car, we have to do this one, that one, that one. Oh, I want to work more than 8 hours, this one, that one. But where is God's work, which is a real, which is going to go with you in heaven? We are not practicing for that purpose. So God has given you this great, you know, accomplice for his kingdom. And if he not release and do, he's going to take accountability to you, what you have done. So this is God's purpose, you know, purpose in your in our life. And we have to come together, you know, to get this, you know, power of God and work. My friend, when I was alone, I started this aim. Lord, so many Hindu people is all around me. I don't have, you know, people here. Who's going to save? Prepare me. I want to go for mission. Even Joshua said too, I want to do not only myself, with my household, to serve God forever. And we have to come together. You have a friend, somebody in your home, you know, maybe neighbor, maybe, you know, relative, someone. You know, you have great opportunity, you know, to do this mission work, to bring one person tomorrow, next Sunday. You have to decide, Lord, I want to bring one soul tomorrow, next Sunday. If you decide, try. We are not forcing you, try. You do your best. Not for only keeping in the church, bringing in population, not for that. You are saving souls. But you have to get birth. You know, you have to give baby. You know, if, around the world, if you don't have baby, of course, who don't want baby is different. But who like baby, they like baby. Because they want to have children. But we have to get birth, spiritual birth, and get baby. And you have to find out. You have to find out, not somebody. Work together and have a baby. So pray for, Lord, I want one soul per week. Try my this relative, this friend, that friend, you know, go here and there. Because God is hungry for souls. He's not hungry for your money. He's not hungry for how you look like, what you are wearing. But God is hungry for how much, you know, people you are bringing for his kingdom. He's hungry for that. And that blessing is going to go with you in heaven. And so decide, please, because that God is talking to us right now. Lord, I want one soul this week, you have to say. Lord, I want coming, you know, days, one soul. If you bring one soul, you know, I'm not only pleasing pastor or the church to become big, but I'm pleasing, you know, to bring God's people in, you know, God's house. This place will be thinking about, oh, we are going to move. We don't have place. Pastor will be thinking, deciding, now we got more than that, what we thought. Let's go somewhere. You know, who knows God? What God has planned for you and for me. When I started my first church in Bangalore, South India, I struggled one person. And within 5 years, 17, 18 baptism, you know, I gave those people 70-80 baptism. You know, they baptized in Christ's name. So you are the people of God, and God is telling you to go find my people and bring in my kingdom, and I'm going to bless you. So you are the doctor, and doctor need to practice, and you have to bring the result. A result when you come together on Sunday, find out, oh, we got result. We have to work. You have to work. You start from your relative. You start from your friend. You know, you start practicing. You know, doesn't mean every cancer will be healed in the hospital. You know, doesn't mean every cancer will be healed by prayer. But whatever they have planned of God in your life is going to happen. If God wants you, pray for some cancer, will be healed 100% if there is a plan of God. So there is a plan for you, everybody. And that plan is prosperity for you, not for harm. You know, if you read in Jeremiah. So here, I'm going to read one portion of Isaiah, and I'm going to finish on that. And Isaiah 43, 10 to 13, but I'm going to read only 1:10. You are my witnesses, declare the Lord. You are, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am before me no God was formed. So he's our God of humankind, and he won us because we created in his own image. We are not created like angel. We are created in his own image, and he won to save his image people. And we are here. We are part of God's kingdom, and we have to save, you know, people. So we have to come together and say, Lord, we want to come. We want to decide for your kingdom. And really, 100%, if I'll see next year I'm coming or whatever, anytime I'll come, this place will be 100% full. But if you decide. But whatever I'm speaking, write down, is from God. I'm not just a blabbering here and talking like a, you know, different way. But I'm whatever I'll say, wherever I'm going, I'm bringing really the Spirit of God and prophetic God. And everywhere I went, the power of God worked. And this is for you, the message. Message is to bring his people for his kingdom. That's the whole thing. So I'm now, this is the my whole story. I have so many stories. If you want to read about, you know, who I am, I have a book. This book is only $20 for mission, not profit, anything for me personally. And whatever money I'll get also I'll put in the, you know, God's kingdom, because I need a lot of financial help to India. So this is $20 you are going to donate. You know, if you want to donate through church also is okay, whatever way you want to buy. I have a couple of books, you know, you would like to get, you know, you're welcome. So this is my testimony, and you can read more about what is going on in my life. And we are going to save more souls in India, continuous whatever God has given me in mission. At present, I'm trying to get connected with, you know, people, you know, so I can do more mission for God's kingdom. So pray for me, my mission, and my our school. You know, let all children can come to the God, and one day the whole area will be exported, you know, explore for his kingdom. And I have desire, a plan about how many people I'm going to get. I have a 10 years plan. And within 10 years plan, I'm praying to God 10,000 people in India, 10,000. I'm not going for just, it's God's work, not your personal work in business to develop, you know. When people will develop their business to 1 billion to 10 billion or whatever thing, and we are not developing one soul to 10 souls, then what's profit living on the earth? There's no profit. Only profit is there. We are living for God's kingdom. Then God is going to bless. That is when he said, first search his righteousness and kingdom, then everything will be added. Hallelujah. So 10,000 I have. So pray for me, because we don't have center. I have to build the center where I can bring all people, like a pastor, leader. They can decide what they're going to do. And they, you know, and they can go wherever, you know, God is opening a door and saving souls. And most of people, whatever I showed you here, they're from Hindu background. Most of them, 99.9%. Like my wife born and brought a Christian family. That is an, you know, if I'll count, so she's from Christian background. That is an, I'm putting 99.9%. They're from Hindu background all. So this is desire of God and saving souls. These 23 years, how many people God saved? This is a you know, our ministry. There is other ministries going on also, people saving so many souls. So now, final, you know, pray for me and I'm going to pray for you. And next Sunday, I believe 100% you're going to bring one soul. Pray this whole night, coming night and day this week. Lord, I want one soul to take to Sunday. You know, give me. And later on, pastor's work, how he's going to train the people. Yes, pastor. Thank you so much. Thank you for, you know, listening my testimony.